Abigail Hawkins. Welcome to WHQR, Classical HQR. Can you tell us a little bit about the piece? First of all, the title of the piece that you've written that we're going to be playing here on the air pretty soon.
Oh, goodness. Well, I just named it Abigail's Senior Project Arrangement.
Okay. It's... That's as cool a title as I can imagine, actually. We'll go with that.
Yeah, Abigail's it works. Senior... You know, it gets the job done.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, when we first talked about this, we were sitting in Port City, Java. We'll go ahead and do a little advertisement for them right now. And you sort of described to me what you were going to do, but I was wondering what inspired this. I mean, what was the genesis of this idea for this piece?
Well, I have grown up in the church, and the church has really been like has introduced music to me and helped my musical talents grow. And so I thought a good way to commemorate that would to do my senior project on the evolution of music within the church, because the church really has just influenced classical music's development so much.
There are lots of different traditions. Liturgical music exists in lots of different traditions. What is the tradition in which you grew up?
So I grew up in St. Andrew's Covenant Presbyterian Church.
Okay.
And so, you know, I was in the choirs there since I was probably four. You know, all the hymns and...
But you go back even further in this music. You actually, you reach much further back in church history,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so really, the way that musical notation was created actually was with the Gregorian chants, or the Western classical musical notation was created in Gregorian chants, which is... And so that sort of started the process of classical music taking off. So that's the beginning of my piece, is a Gregorian chant to sort of showcase that.
Yeah.
And then it goes into a Baroque piece. And then it goes into a more classical or romantic style of piece. And then I did a hymn as the final piece to...
Like a traditional hymn?
Yeah, I just did Amazing Grace, the traditional.
So there's a tremendous amount of universality in your choices of music that you weave together in this.
Mm-hmm.
And can you talk about your idea for how you might weave all these things together? In other words, did you sit down on a keyboard or did you sing through it in your head first and then start notating it? What was the process like for you?
I know that my first... two pieces, not including the Gregorian chant, but the Bach and the Beethoven are in the same key, so that would help kind of make the transition a little bit easier. And I have actually never really worked with composing transitions before, and so that was something that Steve Field, my mentor, helped me out with, just so I can kind of see how that process worked also. So,
yeah. You're a high school senior, correct?
Yes.
What's next for you?
I'm going to UNC Chapel Hill in the fall, and I'm hopefully going to be double majoring in vocal performance and environmental science. So,
wow, what an interesting combination.
Yeah.
Why those two things?
Well,
love to sing, because we can hear that on the recording.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I wanted to make sure that I kept up the hobby of singing. I'm not really sure that music is something that I want to go into as a career, but I definitely want to make sure it stays a big part of my life. And the program at Chapel Hill is designed to be a double major with something so that I can still do that passion of mine and also, you know, maybe help the environment a little bit too.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great idea to be able to enable a double major like that. I think that's a tremendously great idea.
Yeah.
Wish I'd had that when I was in school.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in to talk to us about your senior project, which we're going to listen to right now.
Yeah, of course.